Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day for those of you who that might apply to. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to lead off with a writer. I know one or two that are like my guest, because he's one of these investigative reporters that gets out there and turns over every rock, every stone. He looks at everything that might be the shape of what he's looking for, and when he puts together an article, it is a very analytical document to read. And that, of course, is the very shy and retiring David Kodrick. Good afternoon, sir.
Shy and retiring. I'm sorry. I thought this was a serious program.
Well, you know, we're going to have a little fun with it. We've got to have a little fun with it.
Okay, good, good, good. That's humorous. My wife is going to get a kick out of hearing that.
There you go. I'll send you a link to it, and you can. It'll be the opening thing. You move on from that point. Anyway, let's talk about this thing that happened in North Carolina. Now, this, you referred to this as a firing squad, and I didn't quite understand it until I watched the video. Now I understand it, but let's talk about the setup on this and everything else. What led to this?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, I didn't refer to it as a firing squad. Being a journalist, I was using the title of the video. Okay, and the video is out under the title of Firing Squad, and so I merely faithfully reported on what the originator was calling the document. So, and essentially what it shows, and this came across, and it actually happened in December, and I just got it a couple weeks ago, and this guy was asleep in his camper trailer with his wife, and you see a camera, and then all of a sudden you see the door open, and police are outside, and they toss a robot in, and it's kind of dark in there.
Yep.
And you see this robot has lights on it, and it's exploring around, and the guy wakes up, the lights go on, you see the lights go on, he's like, what the heck is going on here? And he leaves his bedroom with his wife, picks up the robot, and there's cops outside. Tell him to come out with his hands up. So he slowly opens the door with his hands up and his wife behind him, and they immediately open fire. And you just hear a barrage of gunfire, and you see him go down. And of course, she's standing right behind him, and anybody who's ever shot, you know, an AR-15 platform rifle knows that, you know what, those rounds will penetrate
a
human body. So they're lucky they didn't kill both of them on this. And, so that's kind of what I got into this story on, because I know some people down there that wanted to, essentially make certain that their story was told. And one person is an activist that I have had a relationship with a long time, and he was doing what he could on his blog, and he also thought, though, that I would be able to get more eyeballs onto the story, so he kind of turned it over to me. And I started doing my own digging, because, of course, you know, who knows what we're really seeing and who the people are and what the situations are leading up to it and all that, but I'll tell you what, from just looking at it, it's like you don't care what the guy did beforehand, even if he did something heinous, what you see when he opens the door is just inexcusable under any circumstances, and you do not want the police having the power to act as judge, jury, and executioners with impunity. That, you know, even if it turns out that the guy was a really bad guy, if they can do that to him, they can do that to you. And so that's kind of how I got into the story.
Do you happen to know what the premise is for this raid? What was the reason that they came at dark 30 and threw a robot through the window that rolled around and shined lights at them and everything else? And I mean, this was must have been a really dangerous hombre, huh?
Well, in fact, he's not. But the reason behind it all was that police dispatch received an emergency call from one of the neighbors who said that he was making noise. And this is a neighbor who evidently has called on this guy before. And not to make excuses for him, he's a noisemaker. He's out there in the middle of Murphy, North Carolina. And I've taken the aerial look at his house and his property, surrounded by trees and not heavily populated, to say the least. And he likes to shoot off fireworks. And sometimes, like a lot of people in rural America, he will shoot guns on his property. And apparently, he also likes to play loud music. Now, if this had been my neighbor, you know, I'd have been tempted to either go over there myself and tell him to knock it off. Or, you know, you got to consider also if you're armed, you know, do you really want to get into a confrontation with someone? And so in that case, you might want to call the police. But the police then, after they were called, they were put into a mindset by the person doing the call because she reported things that, in my opinion, are her interpretation of what she heard. Because she thought that he was in a hostage situation with his wife and that he was shooting guns, and all of a sudden the guns stopped and he was apparently shouting how he was going to kill people. And now you're thinking, wait a minute, now that the police had every right to go out there and investigate that, and they had every right to assemble a SWAT team, and under those circumstances, and you know what, that's hard to argue against. But what you have to get back to is what I said originally, that even that being the case, when he presented himself to them, he was not aggressive. His hands were in the air. His wife was behind him. And he had not had that door open for 1 second when they opened fire on him and they lit him up.
Yeah, they did. Did he get shot four or five times?
You know, I'm not sure how many gunshots there were, and I'm not sure how many times he was hit. I think he was only hit a couple times.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he just had this idiot, Marine colonel saying that you get shot with an AR-15, it'll decapitate you and cut you in half. So what is it?
Yeah, that sort of lays waste to that. I saw that just the other day. It will cut you in twain or decapitate you one round.
Yeah. But anyway, Bill, here's where this story gets real problematic, because initially, before anybody knew anything, the Sheriff's Department, Cherokee County Sheriff's Department down in North Carolina, puts out a press release on their Facebook page, and they basically say that this guy was being, he got into a verbal confrontation, verbal altercation with officers, and he's been charged with obstruction, he's been charged with threats, he's been charged with resisting, and he didn't do any of those things.
Hang on one second, we're coming up on the break. Talking about what happened in North Carolina here recently, Dave was writing about. David is a winner of multiple journalist awards for investigating and defending the right to keep and bear arms. A longtime gun owner rights advocate who defiantly challenges the folly of citizen disarmament. You can find his work at The War on Guns, Note from the Resistance, also at Amoland News. Regularly featured contributor to Firearm News, and he posts on Twitter at David Kodria and Facebook. And if you were to meet him, he's a very modest man. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to writer David Codrey. We're talking about this we're talking about an incident that occurred in North Carolina that he's been chronicling at Amoland.com. Do we even know? So they were summoned there because he was noisy.
Basically.
Yeah. And wasn't this sort of a multi-jurisdictional thing where we borrowed some SWAT guys from here and we borrowed some other guys from over there? And, you know, wasn't this sort of a,
right,
the, like an assembled posse, if you will?
The Cherokee County Sheriff did not have a Special Weapons and Tactics response team, so he had to borrow some from the Cherokee Indian Police. And so they had to send a team out, and they could not do anything initially because they did not have an MOU, which is a memorandum of understanding with the sheriff's department. He was a new sheriff, and I guess their MOU with the old sheriff had expired. So first of all, they needed to all assemble at the sheriff's department, and they needed to get a new memorandum of agreement signed. Okay. Then they could deploy to the property. But here's the thing. The call came in at around 11 o'clock on the night of the 12th. The shooting incident did not happen until around 5 a.m. on the morning of the 13th. If you think you have an active hostage situation and you don't have any evidence of that once you're on scene, that there's anything like that going on, it kind of begs the question of what's going on here and why would you believe and why would you go in just, I can see having a mindset. But you're not going to believe a 911 call because, Bill, I could not like you and I could swat you.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And I could call the cops, say, hey, yeah, you know, I'm his neighbor and Bill Frady's just this terrible person and he's, you know, like, doing something really bad and you need to stop it because he's going to just get the whole neighborhood. I don't believe that the woman who called, I don't believe that that was her intent. And that was one of the reasons when I did publish the entire dispatch call.
Right.
And I published the transcription report that went along with it. Okay. So that people could see for themselves everything that happened. The one thing I did, I had to make one change to the police recording. And I've stated it up front because, you know, anything that's edited, people have a right to know. And the only editing was I had 10 seconds taken out of that tape where she states her name and her telephone number because I figured it would be very irresponsible to publish that. Okay? That's not someplace we're willing to go. But anyway, you know, the sheriff, though, after he starts getting feedback on Twitter, people start going, wait a minute, you got this press release out saying that, you know, you had this bad guy and that you had to dispatch the tactical team and that, you know, he was doing bad things and that he was resisting and that he was in an altercation. And we can see for ourselves that none of that happened. And they're sending him links to my article and links to the video. Okay. At which point, a couple of days later, he has to come out with a new press release. And at this point, it's kind of reminding me, he's saying, well, you know, I wasn't on the scene. My deputy sheriff wasn't on the scene. And we had the, you know, subcontract to the Indian Police Department. And I didn't write the press release. That was written by the county attorney. And I didn't see the video until the other day and didn't know anything about it. And it kind of reminds me of that little scene from The Simpsons where Bart Simpson is going, I didn't do it. Nobody saw me. You can't prove anything. Okay. It was exactly that kind of a deferral. And here's the thing. You know, you say, wait a minute. You're the sheriff. How often do you have potential hostage situations coming up, particularly those that you have to outsource to another department, and you're not on scene? Why is that? How is it that some guy in Hudson, Ohio can be, you know, sitting in a room with no resources other than, you know, my little office here with my picture of my beautiful granddaughter on top of the printer? You know, how is it that I can find this stuff out? And you're the chief law enforcement officer of the county, and it's all a big surprise to you. What's going on here? Bill, it's just nuts. I'm seeing that, you know, they appear to be putting all kinds of distance between themselves and the events. And then they went silent. I have not been on their website or on their Facebook page, since this new article came out. That just came out this afternoon. I'll be interested to see what they're going to say about it. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to interest both the, North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, and I sent them a tweet with a link to the video when I first published that, and also the district attorney down there, because you know, these are kind of close knit communities down there, and you got to say, man, everybody knows each other down there.
Sure.
And so we want to make darn sure, that justice is sought, and the only way that that's going to happen, in my opinion, is if there is pressure to not allow it not to be sought. And I guess the only reason I'm saying that is because we're seeing from the deflection and the excuse making and the finger pointing that's going on right now on social media from the Sheriff's Department, that if this is the way situations are kind of handled down there, then we need to have people keeping a real close eye on things, which is why you need more than just me on ammo land raising this flag.
Right.
You need to have this escape the echo chamber and get noticed by the larger news sources. And that, of course, is one of the problems, because when this first came out, there were only a couple local news sources that even covered it, and they were essentially parroting the police department's initial press release. Well, now that it's come out that there's more to it than that, a couple other outlets, like a local ABC affiliate, picked up on it briefly, but they were kind of noncommittal on what was going on there, as did a UK paper. I'm not sure I don't remember if it was the Daily Mail, but one of the UK papers, maybe the Independent, and they covered it. But you start taking a look at U.S. media, and I checked before this went out. Not a word about this on CNN.
Yep.
Not a word about this in any of the major legacy papers like the New York Times or the Washington Press or Washington, whatever Jeff Bezos is. What is
Washington,
the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Washington Post. I'm sorry.
Do me a favor. Hang on 1 second. We're headed into the next break. I'm talking to David Kodria. These two articles are the last two articles that he has printed or published at Ammo Land. I'm sure he probably has a few others in the pipeline, because it is not the instantaneous. But part two basically was published today, and part one was published on the 9th. And if you go to the archive under David Kodria, you will find it at ammoland.com. I got one question regarding this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, the fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden, speaking in Poland today, said the United States and Poland must remain connected.
This is a critical, 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 critical relationship for the United States, and we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
Biden also declared Ukraine is still independent and free nearly a year after a Russian invasion, because support for Ukraine has been unwavering. Winter weather watches and warnings spreading across the country as a powerful winter storm prepares to bear down on millions of Americans. The weather issues stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest, with warnings posted in Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, and Arizona. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is being fined for using shell companies to hide investments. The $5 million fine against the Mormon Church is coming from the Securities and Exchange Commission. The church was accused of using the shell companies over a period of more than 20 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with David Kodria, a investigative reporter, a journalist of some pedigree when it comes to gun rights. And we've been discussing this thing with the an incident, a shooting in North Carolina where a guy went to a door when he's commanded to go to a door. And then he got shot multiple times as soon as with his hands up. He's actually taking their robot back to him. In that video, when I'm watching that video, David, there's a point where the SWAT officers, that they keep coming through there, like they have to keep clearing this little travel trailer. And then they notice the camera that Mr. Clauffer has set up. Did you see that part of the video?
Oh, I absolutely saw that part of the video, and I wrote about that part of the video. And I also wrote about the fact that if you go through the transcripts, you see that they were aware that there were other cameras on the property as well. And that they knew that their activities outside could be monitored. Therefore, they thought that they had the cameras covered, and it appears that it was a surprise because the reaction from the guy is, oh, you know, I can't repeat it on a radio program, the word that he used.
Yeah.
And their demeanor seemed to instantly change. They knew they were got. But here's the thing. You mentioned the robot, and one of the criticisms I've heard is, well, you know, he shouldn't have picked up the robot. He shouldn't have had it in his hands when he went outside. Well, wait a minute. They're operating the robot that has a camera, okay? They can see that he picked it up, okay? They should be relaying that. They're supposed to be a professional SWAT team.
Right.
I don't need to hear that he had the robot in his hand, particularly since he was holding his hands up and he was well-lit at the time. So that, to me, is just trying to do excuse-making for the fact that he was shot. Everything leading up to, well, he shouldn't have been making noise. He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have. But that doesn't mean that you get shot by people opening fire on you okay, when you are in fact complying with what you're being ordered to do. And that's exactly what he was doing when the police opened fire on him. Everything else is just noisemaking and excuses and trying to mitigate, and it just doesn't wash.
Well, I'm sure you're going to stay on this one for a while. This one seems like it has legs because nobody wants to take responsibility for it. They all know they messed up, and, well, we'll see. We'll see. Now, you brought something up that you wanted to talk about that has slipped my mind. Let's go ahead and segue into that while we still have a couple of segments to discuss it.
Oh, okay. I've got a my latest article on firearms news. I got a new one that will be coming out later. We won't talk about that now. We'll wait until that's published.
Sure.
But this is the title on firearms news, firearmsnews.com. Maryland prosecutors treat veteran self-defense claim as first-degree murder. Despite extensive evidence proving his self-defense claims, Maryland continues to prosecute U.S. Army veteran Alejandro Gonzalez and hold him without trial more than 14 months. And this guy was visiting his mother with his kids and his fiance, and he has a neighbor who's kind of a troublemaker, and information that you have to understand, Bill, when I write these things, right, just like when I write about the North Carolina story, there's information that I have that it may be premature to publish.
Right.
Okay. But I'm not just writing these things blind, and everything I know or have evidence for is not necessarily revealed. But the bottom line is that, potential gang situations, and this guy is coming after him. This guy who's calling his mother names, and he goes and gets his mother's gun so that he can get his family safely to the car and they can get away from a situation where this person is making trouble. And this person sees this and grabs a chair and throws it down and breaks it and takes the leg and comes after him, ready to smack him essentially with a club, at which point he shoots and defends himself. This is a guy who is a highly decorated combat veteran.
Right.
This guy's cleared IEDs. This guy's been in explosions. This guy has been a stand-up guy. He was currently, you know, helping in the community by teaching boxing to disadvantaged youth. So we're not talking about, you know, just we're talking about a guy who's trying to make a difference and who has acted with honor and with courage throughout his career and has never been in trouble, getting attacked by a guy with problematic connections. And he saw the guy on the phone. And this is why what happened after he shot the guy, he got his kids in his car and drove them to safety. It wasn't until afterward that he voluntarily turned himself in and got extradited back to Maryland. Okay, but there was a reason that he did it. Was he saw the guy on the phone, and he was afraid that he was calling in backup, and it was going to be a real problem. And then after the guy attacks him and he shoots the guy, he's got to get his family out of there because he doesn't know who's coming. Who's going to stick around with their kids in a situation like that?
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay, and the bottom line is that at first the state of Maryland, they dropped the charges. And then they decided they were going to go after it again. And you can get into all kinds of problematic things like, you know, corruption in the, you know, in the, you know, attorney, the district attorney, the state attorney's office. Okay. And again, like I said, there's more that I have on this as well. But the bottom line is that this guy's languishing in jail. He's got, they tried to do a GoFundMe account on him.
Right.
And of course, GoFundMe didn't do that. So they had to go to Give, Send, Go. So I've got all this up at AmmoLand, including, and this again, I've, included, embedded the document, the application for statement of charges, essentially the police report that details everything. Okay. Because it's, you don't just repeat what people say. You provide proof for what you're saying. And that's what I try to do.
In Maryland now, Maryland is a duty to retreat state, right?
I'm sorry, please repeat that.
Maryland is a duty to retreat state. If you're not in your home, you have a duty to retreat.
Yeah.
But this, now, Ken, since he was visiting his mom, he was at his mom's house, right?
That's correct.
So the fact that he doesn't get mail there, does that mean that he was outside the home? Or if he's visiting that, does that actually get to count as his home since his mom lives there and everything? I mean, I don't know about you. I'm
pretty he was outside the home. I don't know, you know, whether, you know, anyone could say that you have a duty to retreat when someone is running at you with a club.
Yeah.
How are you going to retreat from that, particularly when you have children there?
Yeah.
And this whole business of duty to retreat, you know, what defensive courses, what tactical courses do police take where they teach that if someone is approaching you aggressively, you're supposed to turn your back on them and try to get away? That's just absurd on its face. What if, what if you're an older guy like me? I'm 70 years old. I can't outrun some guy who's in his 20s.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
Knees bad. I used to have a t-shirt that said, knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that of course is, also, if you have a brain in your head, last thing you want to do is take your eyes off someone, a predator who's threatening you. You know, you need to keep giving yourself up to date information and data so that you can make an appropriate, decision on what to do. Now, I can see slowly backing up. I've slowly backed up myself.
Sure.
I ran into a bear out in the woods one time.
Wow.
And I was slowly backing up, and I was talking to it confidently, and I had a 357 Magnum pistol leveled at it. And I was really, really glad that it didn't charge, and I didn't have to find out whether, you know, five shots would have stopped it or not. And I'm also convinced, though, that the fact that I was able to handle that situation that way was because I had a gun in my hand, and therefore I wasn't prone to being a panicky and acting like prey.
There you go. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. You can find David in a variety of ways, but when I'm looking at his stuff, I start at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer David Kodria from the War on Guns, from Ammo Land, from Firearm News. And he's one of the guys that has led me into this, looking into these, where the crime's happening. I always like to go the Sam Kinison route about looking where the food is. And right now that the crime rates are up. But that's not that. That can be sort of misleading, can it, David?
Yeah, it absolutely can be misleading. It's like they say a gun in the home puts a woman at risk. Well, and then they have the numbers that they pull out to so-called prove it. But what they don't tell you is a gun in whose home? Because a gun in my home is not putting my wife at risk. Heck, you know, I sent her to the Paxton Quigley class. She outshot me once with a Daewoo 5.56. Okay. Might be putting me in danger if I get her mad. But here's the thing. John Lott, our favorite economist, right?
Right.
And if you'd have told me sophomore year in college that I'd had a favorite economist, I'd have wondered what you'd have been smoking. Okay. But, he's got a new paper out, and in it he says murders in the United States are very concentrated, and they're becoming even more so. He says most counties experience no murders, a smaller subset of counties where there are few murders, and then a minuscule subset of counties where murders are very common. He says murder isn't a nationwide problem. It's a problem in a small set of urban areas. And even in those counties, murders are concentrated in small areas inside them, and any solution must reduce those murders. And so what we're talking about here is you get a problem with, a weekend of bloodbaths in Chicago or Baltimore, and the gun grabbers use that to try to say, well, we need to disarm Bill Frady. Okay, even though Bill Frady has had guns for, you know, ever since Blackie was a pup, okay, and no one has ever been hurt with Bill Frady's guns because Bill Frady is a responsible gun owner and he's a decent human being and he knows that, you know, only jerks, you know, and psychopaths and criminals victimize other human beings.
That's true. I know all those things.
I figured you did.
Yeah. Yeah. I make this statement sometimes, and I wonder if I'm being a little too abrasive with this, a little too aggressive, and then I go, nah. Because for the gun grabbers, it always seems like they have something teed up for when we have one of these incidents, one of these rampage-killing incidents, because that's the only one they tee up. They don't talk about Chicago on a daily basis. They don't talk about L.A. got some stuff the other day because they had just like 1, 2, 3 happening. But most of the time, they always have something teed up. They actually enjoy the crime and the death because this actually helps them try to further their agenda. Am I going a little too far on that?
No, I have made the statement before when talking about a defensive gun use where the supposed victim has turned the tables on the perp and emerged victorious. And my observation is that the gun grabbers would rather, in fact, that the store owner had been killed and preferably with a gun, because that helps them with, you know, their contentions and their statistics, and it doesn't serve their purposes to admit that defensive gun uses are a thing. And as a matter of fact, as I recall, CDC recently got into a big bit of a bind because it turns out they were suppressing that kind of information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they don't want you to know that. And you know, I go a bit further on my blog, because on my blog I can let my hair down and I don't have to be as buttoned down as I have to be when I'm writing for clients like Ammo Land or Firearms News. And I took a little cartoon of Snoopy dancing from Peanuts.
Right.
And I superimposed over it blood spatter. And that's what I use for the blood dancers.
Right.
It just, because that's what they're doing. It's like they're just looking for things that they can exploit, and they'll come out and exploit it before they know what's going on, before any facts are known, but they'll be throwing the blame down, and pointing the fingers, and they have such widespread media support that even when it turns out they're dead wrong, the only people who find out they're dead wrong are the people that are, you know, watching it and talking about it on blogs and things like that, that are part of the echo chamber. The average American never gets exposed to the fact that you have just been lied to. And, you know, I go back through my article on it about how what they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with a one size fits all, that will apply to every state because of what happens in just a very limited area that they could take care of if they wanted to treat it like that, if they weren't interested instead in ameliorating, constituents with things like no bail and lies that point the finger and the blame at everybody but the perpetrator. And I come back to an old quote from Barack Obama.
Okay.
And this is back when he was trying to get some gun dang thing passed, but he was trying to appear conciliatory, like, I'm reasonable, right? He says, what works in Chicago may not work in Cheyenne. Okay? And my response to that was, with crime soaring 61% under the Lori Lightfoot administration, it's fair to ask exactly what the hell is it that works in Chicago?
Isn't it true that in these inner city crime centers, they're population centers, they're anti-gun regimes, but they know who the bad guys are. They know where they are, don't they?
Well, sure they do. Of course they do. And you know, people are related. And here's the thing. Even in those areas, you're talking about most of the people are good people that want to get by, and they happen to live there, and they resent it as well. And the most frustrating thing, though, is that they have been sold a bill of goods by a socialist government that encourages and inculcates dependency with its policies. And so for one reason or another, they continue to vote in politicians who continue to subject them, and you don't know what it's going to take to get folks to realize this. And then you also have to realize that I'm probably not going to be the one they're listening to, because, you know, look at me, I'm sitting here, you know, with all my white privilege. It's tough. This is why we need black people like Colleen Noir and Madge Jurette and people like that who can be the voices that will be listened to and not looked at with suspicion because, you know, like it or not, you know, this is kind of a human reaction. And somebody like me or somebody like you, our voice will not be as effective with a certain demographic as someone from that demographic is going to be.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we can't just, you know, all get along based on whether or not what we say is true and how we treat each other and all that. But that's the state that we're in. And that is encouraged and exacerbated by the same people that rely on that kind of division for political power.
Interestingly enough, you point this out. The top five county areas where crime is off the chain are all run by members of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
Yeah, they're all Democrat strongholds.
Yep.
They're all big gun grabber strongholds. And I've done this before. You know, I've seen where they talk about, you know, the 10 most dangerous cities in America. And I just go over to the MAIG website and I say, listen, you know, click on the Who We Are page. And sure enough, every dang one of them is a Bloomberg mayor. Then I did another one, the most dangerous cities in the world. And I looked at, you know, how many of them were in the U.S. And sure enough, every one of them is a Democrat controlled Bloomberg city. And what has that got to tell you?
Well, that they specialize in crime. The paper is called Murders in the U.S. are very concentrated, and they're becoming even more so. That's what David was writing about. We're about to run out of time. Mr. Codrea is the winner of multiple journalist awards for investigating the right to keep and bear arms, a longtime gun rights advocate who defiantly challenges the folly of citizen disarmament. You can find his stuff at The War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance. He is a regularly featured contributor to both Ammo Land and Firearm News. Post on Twitter at David Codrea and Facebook. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Let's see what we got next coming up in hour number two. I have no idea, but it'll be fun, I'm sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.